What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
We've not talked about the mystical, magical, enigmatic wizards that are agents in a while. So, let's do that now. On I Should Be Writing, Season 18, Episode 24. 24, that sounds right.
Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. I should be writing. I should be submitting my next.
Hi there. Welcome to I Should Be Writing. This is a podcast for wannabe fiction writers, usually focusing on science fiction, sometimes moving a little bit outside that. But I'm your host, Merle Lafferty. This podcast has been around for well over 15 years, since before I had my first sale. And I bring you the show twice a week, live Tuesday, Thursday, 3 p.m. on Twitch. And then my wonderful producer cleans it up and we put it in the podcast feed for the following week. So you can either get it live if you have the time and ability to do so, or you can subscribe via your favorite podcatcher. If you're curious, I'm pretty sure this is the longest running podcast in existence, writing podcast. I always forget that. It's not the longest running podcast. It is one of the first, but writing podcasts. When I started, I had no sales, and now I've written several books, including a Minecraft book and a Star Wars book and my own books, and gotten several award nominations. And so I've continued to chronicle my career through this podcast and continue to let you know that I still have pretty much all the self-doubts and fears you do. I don't know if that's good news or bad news. But that's what I give you here. Well, we're talking about agents today. We start up with word count. It took a while, but I finally hit my stride today and did about 1,800 words. The group in the Discord will not believe me because I keep starting writing sprints, and then I don't notice when the writing sprints end, and then I don't update my word count. So that's a problem I have, but I was writing this morning and I got about 1,800 words. So I'm at about 24,000 words of the novel that I feel good about. There's another probably 15,000 that I need to find a place for or outright cut. I don't like it, but I think I need to. But that's what I've been working on, my working title, A Swarm of Cuckoos, and yeah, I guess that's all the news I have. I have to be vague about this. I had to say no to a project, and as an adult, I do think it was the right thing to do, but it's still killing me. So, I do think it was the right thing to do, but I'm still regretful. Saying no is hard. I am doing that thing where, on the good side, the conflict I'm building, I keep thinking of ways to build it bigger. On the bad side, I've got that, how are they going to get out of this problem? Actually, right now I've got the, are all the little details about the problem consistent? Because these are little things in writing. It's like, this isn't the problem I'm having. I'm just trying to think of a reasonable metaphor. So if you say, like, every woman I talk to hates me. But two chapters ago, you've got a really good conversation with a lady at a coffee shop. That's the kind of thing. It's like, I got to remember that, okay, if things get more and more intense, I need to remember to go back and make that encounter either not happen or change it to fit what I'm saying now. But that's done on edits, so I'm just making lots and lots and lots of notes for me. Thank you, Scrivener, and your little side note ability. Then we like to get to good news. But the bot that counts the rejections is not working, so if you have a rejection, you can either hold it till next time or I'll try to write it down on a piece of paper. If you have good news, and that includes rejections or acceptances, and you're listening to this after the live show, please email me, say good news in the title, and we will get it into the next show. So I want to hear about everybody's good news, either live or not live. How about that for a segue? Ditch Diggers is coming back April 4th. Matt and I will be here doing it live, 12 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Twitch, twitch.tv/MightyMur. Hope you can make it. I'm sorry if the time is inconvenient. That's really the only time he and I could both do it, because he's on the West Coast and has a day job. So, April 4th, I'm excited. It's going to be part Matt and part guest stars. I've got Ursula and Cameron Hurley in. People were asking for Chuck Wendig, and actually Chuck was asking for Chuck Wendig. And so I texted him this morning and said that he beat out both Chuck Tingle and Chuck Norris to be the chosen Chuck for the website. And he texted me back he beat them in hand-to-hand combat, so apparently I left out an important part. So we'll get Chuck on, and I'm just glad it's coming back. That's my good news. Ditch Diggers is coming back. Numbers Ninja is home for the week. We're having fun. The three of us are playing Horizon Forbidden West all at different spots. Jim's almost done with the game. Numbers Ninja just started it, and I'm somewhere in the middle. Very Goldilocks playing of a violent computer game, actually. Interesting. So yeah, that's my news. If anybody else has good news, the yay button does work. I tested it. Check me out, guys. I'm testing stuff before my stream. I tested the yay button, and it was broken. So, pointing to my head, very proud of myself. Well, if people don't have good news, we'll be doing good news on Thursday. So, you can hold on to it until then, or let me know later in the show. Yesterday, I played Bad Writer, which is a new game from Paul Jessup, who is a writer. And it's, we had fun with it. It was a little simple. The goal was to get through a month, and you were supposed to write and submit and collect rejections and acceptances all month. This person could write one story a day. Granted, you also have to do other things to get ideas to write. And usually those things take all day and make you feel bad about yourself. Just pretty good, yeah. And there's a little trap. If you say you want to make coffee, then you, the avatar, have no self-control with regards to coffee. You make 3 pots, drink it all, and clean the house all day. Then you feel bad about yourself for not writing, but you come out with like a whole bunch of ideas, which you can then write the next day. And I think this is a very tiny story amidst a much larger apocalypse, because I tried to go outside and they said, no, you can't go outside, there's thunder snow. And I thought, well, that's terrifying. And the next time I tried to go outside, it was a fire cyclone. Excuse me. Yeah, fire tornado and thundersnow. And then I was able to go to a park with my wife. But, yeah, there's some scary end-of-the-world weather going on, and we're really, really just focusing on sending stories in. But there's so much in this game that he could develop into some weird, weird stuff. I don't know if he's done, or I don't know if he's going to expand it. You know, we only hit, like, 2 bugs, I think. And they were pretty easy to get out of. My good news was a rejection, so I will let the bot free me of that for this time. Okay, Space Valkyries. Still, very, very happy for you. I'm hitting the yay button anyway, because that's amazing. That is... Getting the rejection sucks, but knowing that you're not alone and knowing that you're going to keep going is amazing. So, well done, Space Valkyries. Underpope got a rejection too. I can try to keep track of these. I can do that. Underpope, I'll just add to your other two you mentioned last week. And one. Okay, I'm writing it down. Oh, that's good news, Shale. I'm sorry I missed that. Despite ongoing technical issues, I managed to get my pre-order announced. Congratulations. I beat word into submission for work. Well done, Jasmine. Do I have an American Science and Surplus mug? I do not. I have a Tiny Mer coffee mug. Designed by Numbers Ninja. Did I fix that button? I did! I fixed the button. And now you too can have your own Tiny Mer or I Should Be Writing merch. I'm most proud of the one that is the two moods, where on one side of the coffee cup you've got the no, the screaming no emote. Try to put that in the chat. And I believe on the other side you have the yay button. So depending on how you're holding your coffee cup in the morning, that can be, you can just show your mood with that. So yeah, where are we? Wow, I'm being efficient today. Weird. Okay. Now the specific question. This person won a local writing competition. The prize was money and publication. No agents involved. Congratulations, by the way. That's awesome. Let's see. Sorry. I'm working on a standalone novel with the intention of publishing it with this publisher as well. I also gave them my trunked adult rom-com to look at. But it's occurred to me that maybe I should think about getting an agent before anything comes of that, since they don't have first right of refusal on it, because it's not YA. I like my publisher, but their adult fiction imprint is new. I don't know if I should try somewhere a bit more established as well. It's worth mentioning, in my country, you don't need an agent to publish locally. In Australia, it's also apparently not essential. If one wishes to publish internationally, you either do need an agent or you can sell locally and wait to see if your local publisher can sell it to other markets. Well, granted, as you mentioned, different agents and different publishers and different laws will do things in different territories. But what I know is since you've already sold a book, that's good. The agent is not going to be able to, they're not going to be able to negotiate that for you because you've already dealt with it. I'm unclear about the second YA book, if you're just giving it to them or if you need them to accept it. If they do accept it and offer, make an offer, that is the time you can start talking to agents. Because you going up to them with the deal in hand is like, hey, I did your work for you. You want some free money? Somewhat free money. But you're right, it's not just, you can sell books to any publisher who's willing to read it. It's just most of them want agented books for a variety of reasons. So I'll tell you those reasons. Yeah, one reason is, yes, the gatekeeping. They feel that if they have a slush pile, they don't know what they're going to get. If an agent comes to them with a book, they know at least it's going to have a certain level of quality that everyone pretty much expects out of books being published today. They're often wrong. You can see lots of self-published that have just done millions of dollars worth of sales. And then it's funny trying to get them to take a traditional publishing contract for like a mere $100,000. $100,000, but I just made $1 million last year on Amazon. Why would I go with you? But those are the outliers. Still, the gatekeeping is one of the reasons why editors want agents to send them stories and nobody else. Another thing is, this is a community that knows each other. I mean, not every agent will know every editor, but when the two people know each other, the agent is going to know what the editor's looking for. And when you turn in your book, the agent can go, yes, I know who to send this to. They're going to love it. That's another bonus. And then you've got the protection part. Like, your agent is not going to find a small publisher who's going to cheat you. And yes, your agent is the way to sell foreign rights. As Ursula said last week, when you self-publish, your agent can still be involved with that because there are rights you can still sell. Especially if you publish an ebook, you can still sell the print rights, you can sell the audio rights, you can sell the foreign rights, you can sell Hollywood rights. Those are all still available. So your agent can still make money on your project even if you're not the actual story they're not representing. I don't know what to tell you about being non-US and wanting to get an agent that might be more connected to the international stage. I know I have friends in England who have US agents. So I would query agents where you are and then move beyond that because they're going to know your local publishing better than you will and probably better than a lot of other agents that deal with bigger markets. Let's see. Okay, I'm checking chat. Okay, so we've got Preemie here. I believe The Kids Are Asleep is here. We are talking about agents, so I would appreciate y'all chiming in if you want. Yes, Preemie is Canadian with a U.S. agent. Yeah, look at Australian writers and see who those agents are, too. Yeah, look at anybody in your territory and see who those authors are represented by. And remember, the trick to finding out who represents an author is look at the acknowledgments. They may not put their agent in there, but more people than not acknowledge their agent in the acknowledgments. So that's the way you can find out. Agent might also be listed on their website or social media somewhere. Yes, thank you, Kids Are Asleep. Sometimes people are just like, you know, if you got any questions, business questions for me, talk to my agent. So that information should be around. So anyway, we have a lot of people who have been listening for a while, and so I don't want to completely go over stuff you've heard many times before. Then again, there are some newer people. So if you have questions live, if you have questions about agents, please let me know. But I'm going to go over a couple of the basic stuff of why you need agents. There were a couple of people, I don't know if they're still doing it, but time has no meaning. A while ago on the internet, there were a couple of people standing up and saying, look, with the internet, you can contact anybody. You can do research on who to contact and what editors to talk to. If you can hire a lawyer to look over your contract, because agents aren't lawyers, then you don't need an agent. You get to keep that 15% yourself. And I thought, okay, number one, I'm a pushover. I don't like conflict. I'm terrible. And so if I represented myself, I would be pleased to have $1,000, advances and, Photoshop covers. I just am not good at pushing. So I definitely need an agent. Another thing, it's not just intellectual property law. There are many, many, many things regarding rights, where in the world, like, there's North American rights, which is pretty much, I don't know if it counts Mexico, because that's a different language, but I know it's U.S. and Canada. And then there's world English rights, which are everywhere that speaks English. So we got Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Great Britain. I think there are a couple more, but I can't remember what other dominant English there are. So that's world. So that's a lot of you'll hit a lot of territories. For 6 weeks, I couldn't sell world. I'm sorry. I'm not really good at tooting my own horn or having an ego, but I'm still baffled that the Brits just did not care. No British publisher wanted 6 weeks, even after it was nominated for all the awards. Cannot get 6 weeks in print in the UK. I self-published the ebook, but still. Yeah. So, when I had my last deal, and I don't want to get into too many details, but I want to be vague. When I had a couple of people, and I had the I guess it was an auction. They didn't say the word auction, but I had three people wanting me to take this deal with their house. It wasn't just money. And I'd always thought that, like, okay, well, this editor will give you $10,000. Well, this editor will give you $15,000. And then you see who has the highest price and you go with them. But there were things to be considering, like the world rights. One group wanted world rights entirely, and I thought the money looked good, and my agent went and took every foreign rights sale I had for 6 weeks, and she put it out in a column. And the money I'd made on that many individual foreign territory sales were much higher than the difference this publisher was, the additional money the publisher was offering me for world rights. So there was that. I wouldn't have known otherwise. I wouldn't have known. Why would I have known that was something to take into account? I was just like, ooh, look at all the money. This person's offering more. It's like, yeah, but there's, I remember hearing Patrick Nielsen Hayden and Cory Doctorow talk about it, where I was at Viable Paradise, so we were all in the same room together, and, you know, when they're talking about getting an agent, Cory looks over at Patrick, and he's like, oh yeah, Patrick and I are in a really not happy place with one of my contracts right now, but my agent's dealing with that, so we can hang out here together just fine. So the agent is the bad guy, you know, you're just the author. And I think I've probably asked her this many times. You've probably heard the story, but Ursula's stories are the best of any kind. I hate her for that. But anyway, the great elevator story where she had a long, like, 12-book children's series called Dragon Breath, and at one point her publisher wanted, when they were going to do a new deal, they wanted to offer her less money. And Ursula's agent's like, no. She just flat out said no. And Ursula's like, all right, my career's ending. Okay, I'll just follow what the agent says. And she's like, if they call you and talk to you, you say nothing. You don't answer any questions. They have to talk to me. And then the agent got on an elevator. And then the elevator got stuck for a couple of hours. So the editor, who just realized she might have just lost Ursula, is freaking out. And Ursula's freaking out because she can't get in touch with her agent either, and the editor's calling her, and she's like, I'm not supposed to talk to you, I don't know. And it was all because of the elevator. So once she got out of the elevator, everything got fixed. So that's not going to happen if you represent yourself. You might get yourself stuck on an elevator, but then when you get out, yeah. So that's one thing. Knowing the ins and outs, knowing all the details about the rights, knowing they will ask for rights to the board game, rights to the stage play, which you don't think matters until you look at Wicked. Of course, movie rights and television rights, comic book, graphic novel rights. I mean, they will try to grab every available right they can, and your agent's like, you're gonna do the book. That's what you get to do. My first book was small press, and they offered 500, and I asked for more, and they're just like, no one ever does that. So I was able to negotiate my very first small press contract to $1,000. I just had a short story collection announced on Sunday, and the advance on that was less than I was paid for several of the individual stories. Yeah, I'm sorry, Preemie, but that's the short story collection. It's... I don't even know why they do them anymore. It's like... they don't... anthologies don't sell that well. So I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm not surprised. We're not in this for the fame and money. Yeah, we don't want to do this full-time and support our families and ourselves and all that. Unless they have a key author that we're all scrambling to get a hold of. Yes. Yes, there's that. I have bought anthologies before for one story. If you have any more specific questions about agents, let us know in the chat or email me and we can do a follow-up. I found this question like Sunday or yesterday, so I didn't have time to ask any of the agents that I knew, including my own, if they had time to come on the show. But the next time I can actually plan for it and get somebody on here. But I think I will go ahead and close up the regular show right now, and then we can hang around for BarCon and talk a little bit more. So thanks for listening and or watching I Should Be Writing. This is an indie show. Creators are going to networks and asking for big old bags of money. And I'm still here doing my thing, getting Patreon money. Still don't understand why they need the big old bag of money, but maybe they pay for the IP. I guess they do, but I don't want to sell my IP. But anyway, if you want to support the show because I'm not going to CBS and asking for buckets and buckets of money, patreon.com/mightymer. Or you can subscribe to the live stream at twitch.tv/mightymer. I'm also at Ko-fi, right, rhymes with no fee, ko-fi.com/mightymer. And doing any of these will get you into the fabulous club where we have most of the bonuses are done on the Discord, where we hang out with people, we do word sprints, we have our Kick in the Pants workshop twice a month, and you just find a community of other writers that want to talk about writing. So if you want to get in touch with me, mightymer@gmail.com, my website is merverse.com, and I will be back on Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Twitch to do it live, or just subscribe via your favorite podcatcher and I'll show up on my own, because that's what podcasting actually means. I'm not bitter. But anyway, good luck with your work. You should be writing. I Should Be Writing is available to you under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Theme music by John Anilio. Art by Numbers Ninja. Production by Summer Brooks. And hosting by Libsyn. Find all of this information and more at merverse.com. And remember, we can't do this without you. Thanks for your support. Well, I should be writing. I should be working on my craft. I should be writing. I should be submitting my next draft. Sitting home, watching Doctor Who. Yeah, I'm sitting home, watching Doctor Who.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.